have a question regarding the letter that we received from Dina Moore.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if she expressed some concerns in there, and I was just kind of curious to know what was being done regarding those concerns.
I spoke at length with Dina, and I think the upshot of the letter was she recommended that we have a more coherent and regular training of staff for how to interact on inspections. And that was kind of, I think, the bottom line out of her concern. And I agree that that was a good idea, and we have, in fact, put that on our list of training courses we want to try to put on this year. So that's the outcome of that. We also received a similar letter from the Buckeye Conservancy asking for information regarding access to grant-funded projects. I have all of the information available to write the letter in response to them that would be providing them the guidance we have from the State Board, both on grants specifically, as well as inspections and complaints, along with a draft procedure that we have in-house for how our staff do inspections, which is much more detailed, like, you know, make sure that the spare tire is in the car and you have the keys and sunscreen, as well as how, you know, basically, you know, maintain your professionalism, be constructive, engage, all of, so sort of it's the whole range.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk to Dina to follow up on the letter, but I had a hard time figuring it out, and it may almost be just a sociability component. I don't know, because, you know, they didn't cite anything wrong. They just said they didn't engage. They talked in themselves. And sometimes that's rude if staff just talks to themselves in front of other people. But I had a hard time getting a handle on it.
That's why it was useful to talk to her in person.
MMPs.
This item, Mr. Corbett requested to be put on the agenda, and I didn't prepare anything for it. The thought process that I had was we've had a number of controversial MMPs that have come before the board and more to follow, and viewed this as perhaps a way to begin to allow the board to have a dialogue about philosophy on MMPs. No outcome is necessary, but to, at least in open forum, everybody can share thoughts. So I don't know, Mr. Corbett, if you had anything more explicit than that than you wanted.
Well, first I want to thank you and the chairman for your recounting of what I thought was a great conversation with the State Board Chair, and I really appreciate it, and I thought a pretty detailed one. I would like to see us actually write a letter to the State Water Resources Control Board dealing with raising the 10,000 population to 30,000. The proportionality issue. Better defining the retroactivity issue, and perhaps asking them to do a study of the effect in rural areas. And part of the problem is the places that we're most apt to bankrupt, we haven't brought up because we don't know what to do because we don't want to bankrupt them. But
actually, you'll get them.
Well, maybe our letter's more timely than we thought. And then there's another issue that got raised that might have to be in a separate study. And also, I want them to do a study of its effectiveness and the pros and cons, because if you ever want legislation to change the law, the legislature's going to want a study, and so we ought to request that just up front. But there's also an issue, and I'm not quite sure how to put it in because I don't want it to delay this, and it's a little different, but there was a fair amount of very erudite testimony from people who really know what they're doing, that they thought the whole system had a little bias against marshes versus mechanical systems. And I think that needs to be looked at. And I know sometimes in the past that's been the case, sometimes it hasn't. And to me, we ought to get staff to prepare a letter we could write to the adopt for the board. But I do want to thank our chairman and you for doing a great job of raising the issue quick.
There are a couple of things I would not recommend that we send to the State Board because they really fall within our own authority. For instance, the issue of marshes versus other is not an MMP issue. It is really a matter of what kind of limits are in the permit that you adopt. So one of the requests from Arcata was that we reopen the permit, which we adopted 2 years ago. And that would be the proper way to deal with the marsh issue.
But I have heard it from more than one community. It's not just Arcata, but two or three other rural entities that have a reputation for high-class marshes are complaining under the same mandatory penalty. So perhaps we can do it individual permits, but I think we're going to have to look at it institutionally.
I just think if we ask the state board, the answer will be, why don't you fix the permit, regional board? And so,
Okay, but I'm saying if we say that, then what I want is for us to set mm-hmm. for an agenda or some way that we can address it systemically or systematically at the regional board level.
There's a couple things. Marshes first. What became abundantly clear with the city of Arcata was that the monitoring problem was really where the problem was. We did not have any good data to say that this marsh works better than, equal to, or less than a mechanical system. And so probably what we've got to do is put some fairly heavy monitoring on them so that they can say, yeah, it works. Because in the case of the city of Arcata, much of their information, if not all of their information, actually came out of the oyster growers. And the second thing is that the recommendation from 10,000 to 30,000, in talking with the state board, particularly with the executive officer of the state board, there appears to be a 20,000 bumps into a major problem. So we're at this point looking at someplace between 10 and 20, because 20 gets you apparently a lot of definitional problems under the Clean Water Act, as I understand it.
Okay, well, one of the advantages of meeting with people is you know the parameters. I would ask, one to ask for 30, would have settled for 20, and it looks like we may have to settle for 19,999. But so I think we can adjust the ladder to be within realistic expectations.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'll work with the chairman on that.
All right, then. We will continue to work with it, both on those and the other items that the executive officer and I believe we have a date to meet between the executive officer and myself. We have a date sometime in July to talk to the chair of the state board, and I'm assuming that she will bring in the executive officer. MMPs are one of those things that will be right there at the top. Do we have any other items that are for the good of the order? Thank you, Ms. Edelman. Without you, we'd have had no public. Mr. Maxim, Mr. Manson is here, but thank you very much. With that, we will...
The only question, Mr. Chairman, is if you wanted to go into closed session to get an update on a number of petitions and other legal matters. There's nothing urgent. So your call, we can do it this month or we can do it next.
If there is no pressing need to do it, then I would suggest that we do it in August, and we therefore stand adjourned.